Welcome to Cannabis Elevated, a podcast offering insight into the evolving cannabis industry directly from the industry leaders. In this episode, Dr. Ashley Masri, MD, GrowForce's Manager of Patient Education, and Danny Valentino, GrowForce's VP of Technology, help us understand how and why cannabis has such a therapeutic influence on the body. We learn that there's a variety of factors at play, all falling under the term cannabinoids.
Welcome to Cannabis Elevated. This is Danny Valentino, Vice President of Technology of GrowForce. Today in the Toronto office, we have Dr. Ashley Masri, ND. Ashley's part of the medical team here at GrowForce and helps to educate patients and healthcare providers on the role of cannabis in patient care. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you, Danny.
Today's topic, what are cannabinoids anyway, and how do they work in the body? So Ashley, you need to help us out here. What exactly is a cannabinoid?
Great, Danny. Well, a cannabinoid is actually an umbrella term, and it refers to a variety of molecules. Each cannabinoid molecule has a distinct way of working in the body. And what most people are actually not aware of is that cannabinoid molecules are not specific to the cannabis plant. In fact, our bodies produce cannabinoids on their own. We can also consume additional cannabinoids through cannabis therapy or the cannabis plant. And in the cannabis plant, there are over 100 different cannabinoids that have been identified. The ones we most commonly hear and talk about are THC and CBD. And in order to understand how cannabinoids work in the body, we first need to understand the endocannabinoid system.
Endocannabinoid system. Okay. Okay, you're going to have to explain to us what the endocannabinoid system is.
Absolutely. So the endocannabinoid system is a biological system that's present in all of our bodies. It's really a chemical messenger system that really helps to serve as a communication route, and it helps to regulate other organs and tissues. So for example, it helps to regulate the nervous system, cardiovascular system, gastrointestinal system. It acts on organs like our skin, our liver, and we're finding more involvement of other organ systems all the time. The endocannabinoid system is really comprised, or can be thought to be comprised, of two main parts. So we have the cannabinoids themselves, but then we also have their receptors.
Receptors. Tell us more about the receptors.
Yeah, so a cannabinoid receptor specifically, they behave a lot like a little antenna. That are displayed on the surface of our cells that line our tissues and organs. And these receptors behave a lot like a lock to a front door. So if this lock is engaged with the appropriate key, in this case, the cannabinoid, this door will open. And opening the door can result in a variety of therapeutic actions, some of the beneficial ones being reductions in pain, decreasing inflammation, possibly alleviating stress. And there are two main types of cannabinoid receptors that our cells can display. The first one is called CB1 receptor, and the second one is called CB2 receptor. And each type is produced in various amounts at different sites in the body. So for example, CB1 receptors are primarily concentrated in the central nervous system, whereas CB2 receptors are primarily concentrated in other organs and tissues.
Okay, Ashley, I this is really good. Now, I've got cannabinoids. I've got cannabinoid receptors. What is the relationship between the two of them?
Yeah. So cannabinoids are the molecules that interact with the cannabinoid receptor. They are that key to our lock and key system. And recall that receptors, we've got multiple different types, and cannabinoids, we also have multiple different types, both the ones that we create, the ones that we create internally in our own bodies, as well as the ones that we might consume through cannabinoid therapy. This lock and key relationship between receptor and cannabinoid can result in a variety of actions. And the type of therapeutic action we're going to see will depend on the receptor type. It will depend on the cannabinoid type. And it can also depend, when taking cannabis therapy, on some of the additional therapeutic components, such as terpenes. This vast amount of variability is what makes cannabis research so complex and fascinating to study. It's also how we begin to explain how and why cannabis has the potential to influence a variety of disease processes.
So to summarize, Ashley, we have two different types of cannabinoid receptors in our body. We also produce our own cannabinoids, Additionally, if we're using cannabis therapy, we're coming into contact with over 100 different plant-based cannabinoids. And now you've just mentioned terpenes. What are terpenes?
Yep. So terpenes are part of what we get when consuming cannabis therapy. Terpenes are another type of molecule found in the cannabis plant. They do not have this same lock and key relationship with the cannabinoid receptor that the cannabinoids do. But research is finding that terpenes are increasingly more important in the therapeutic action of cannabis. So it's important to understand terpenes are not unique to the cannabis plant. They are found in a variety of other plant types, but they do play a role in the cannabis plant specifically. Like cannabinoids, there are multiple types of terpenes. Some names that you might hear or see include limonene, pinene, and myrcene. And each of these have their own therapeutic actions in the body. Terpenes are most commonly known to be responsible for both the taste and aroma profile of a cannabis plant, but they can also enhance the therapeutic action of certain cannabinoids through what we call the entourage effect.
The entourage effect, okay. Ashley, What is the entourage effect?
So the entourage effect is the theory that helps to explain the synergistic effects between the multiple therapeutic molecules present in a cannabis plant. It's centered around the concept that the whole plant is greater than the sum of its single molecule parts. So one such example of the entourage effect is when we talk about the terpene limonene and the cannabinoid CBD. Both of these molecules independently will exert anti-anxiety effect. However, when taken together, as is the case in certain cannabis strains, these effects are heightened to a magnitude that's greater than either one of these molecules on their own.
Okay, there sounds to be a lot of variability in cannabis. How does someone know if they're a good candidate for therapy? And if so, what's the right cannabis product for them?
Absolutely. So from a medical perspective, each individual patient should have a knowledgeable, regulated healthcare provider giving them guidance. And while cannabis therapy has actually been around for quite a long time, it is a newer therapy in North American mainstream medicine, and it requires a different approach. So for that reason, it is advisable that the healthcare provider who is counseling the patient has either successfully experienced the integration of cannabis therapy into patient care, or they've completed a credible continuing education courses that have provided them with the tools to do so. But assuming that a patient has been assessed and is an appropriate candidate for cannabis therapy, the next step is to understand that not all cannabis plants are the same. As we discussed, there are a number of cannabinoids and terpene profiles present in cannabis that can result in its therapeutic action. And selecting the right product requires some guidance because different cannabinoid types and amounts and terpene profiles have been shown to manage certain conditions better than others. Different strains or even the same strain from different licensed producers, otherwise known as LPs, can have a lot of variability in their cannabinoid and terpene profile. And selecting the right product that contains the right amounts of THC, CBD, and terpenes is essential if a patient is going to be successful in using cannabis therapy to manage their condition.
Ashley, wonderful having you here in the Toronto office. Very informative. I learned a lot. And I just want to, again, thank you. And hopefully we will have you back soon.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Ashley.
That's it for this week's episode. Be sure to catch the next one at CannabisElevated.com or on your favorite streaming service. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all things Cannabis Elevated. Thanks for listening.